Welcome to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, where we discuss simple tips and tricks to help you take your school library to the next level. And now your host, Jocelyn Sam.
Hello to all y'all out there in school library land. My name is Jocelyn, and I'd like to welcome you to the Elementary Librarian Podcast, episode number one, brought to you by elementarylibrarian.com. In today's episode, I'll be discussing why I started my website, some new projects I'm working on this summer, and upcoming plans for the podcast. Each podcast episode will have its own show notes on my website, and they'll be very easy to find. If you're listening in your car, if you're mowing the yard, doing some laundry, if you don't have a pen and paper handy, I will list all the links in the show notes on my website. Just go to elementarylibrarian.com and click on podcasts on the top of the screen. Before we get started, I will tell you a little bit about me. First of all, I'm just a regular person, just like you. In fact, I did a load of laundry right before starting this podcast today, and I'm recording it sitting in my bedroom. So I'm just a regular person. I have people email me sometimes and say, you know, how do you do all this? And I can assure you I'm not Superwoman. I am far from it. And like many of you, I am a wife. I am a mommy to two small kids. I have a 4-year-old son, Isaac, and a 2-year-old daughter named Anna. And of course, I'm a school librarian. The upcoming school year, it will be my 5th year as a school librarian. But I've worked in education for 3 years prior to that. I spent 1 year as a substitute teacher, and then I spent 2 years working as an instructional assistant teaching reading. And I even worked in sales and marketing for a manufacturing company for 5 years before I started working in education. I've been interested in technology most of my life. I got my first computer when I was 13 years old. And when I was looking for something to do in the education field, because after I started substituting, I really enjoyed working in education. And so as I was looking for something to do, I was looking for something that had a technology focus. And I also love to read, of course. And so I found the Library Media Education Program, and I fell in love. And I've been really happy doing this ever since. So fast forward to today. I started the website, elementarylibrarian.com, sort of on a whim. The reason why I started it is because I had a real frustration by the lack of quality websites for school librarians. There are a few library bloggers out there, and some really good ones at that, but I kept noticing that they weren't really like me. Maybe they had a flexible schedule, or maybe they had different technology availability or extra staff in their library. You know, everything that I would read about, I just didn't think was really like me. And so during the same time, my husband was really getting interested in starting websites. And my sister had also started a web design business after having a lot of success hosting her own blog for a few years. And I think it's safe to say we're kind of a nerdy family. But it was around this time last year that elementarylibrarian.com was born. I knew immediately that I wanted my website to be the site that I couldn't find. I wanted it to be a place for school librarians who really want their libraries to be amazing, but they have limitations just like me. Such as, you know, I have no library assistant. I operate on a fixed schedule. I have to teach other subjects. I teach 2 hours of reading every day, every morning for 2 hours. And also someone who had a lot of non-library related responsibilities. And I think in today's libraries, most of us have non-library related responsibilities. And so I really wanted a website that related to me and that could relate to other people. People that were in the same boat. I started working in my current district 2 years ago, and my principal was really pushing me to align my library lesson plans with the Common Core standards. There was just one big problem. I didn't even have time to make library lesson plans, let alone align them to Common Core standards. So I started thinking, I'm going to spend my summer making these lesson plans. But if I'm going to spend my entire summer making lesson plans, maybe I should sell them on my website. And, you know, I knew there was a big push toward the Common Core nationwide, and if I needed lesson plans that were aligned, then other people probably did too. And in the words of Sweet Brown, ain't nobody got time for that, because I surely didn't. I had to sort of carve out time, like I said, in my summer. So I spent over 100 hours of my own time during the summer and also during the school year on breaks and, you know, different school breaks that we had. All of this is done all on my own time. But I spent over 100 hours of my own time creating website content and also creating library lesson plans that were aligned to the Common Core standards and also the American Association of School Librarians, the AASL standards. You can find my lesson plans at elementarylibrarian.com by clicking on Library Lesson Plans, or you can also type in elementarylibrarian.com/library-lesson-plans. And remember that all of the links that I talk about in the show will be in the show notes on my website. So along with my lesson plans, I also decided that I really wanted to make the site for everyone. Whether you purchase my lesson plans or whether you don't, I really wanted it to be a place that was useful to all librarians. And so I decided early on that I wanted all of my resources to be for free. And so you can find all of my PowerPoints, all of my activities, any links to online games, anything that I use in my lesson plans can be found on my website by clicking on Lesson Plan Resources. It's at the top of the page. I also write a lot of free articles about being a school librarian. These can also be found on the elementarylibrarian.com blog. And I write about a variety of topics, anything from collaboration, behavior management in the library, how to survive your book fair, and I do mean survive. Those of you who've had a book fair before, you know what I'm talking about. Shelf management, because let's face it, my shelves are a disaster. I'm sure yours are too, especially if you don't have an assistant. Suggestions for read alouds for different months, different times of the year, different seasons, things of that nature. Tips for new librarians. I know there's a lot of you guys out there right now. Maybe you've just been hired as a librarian and you need some help, and I'm happy to be here for you. I've got lots of information for new librarians. Reading promotion ideas. This is one of my favorite things. I just recently finished an article about Adopt a Shelf, and it comes with a free PowerPoint for you to use, also awards for you to print out for your students. Check that out at elementarylibrarian.com/adopt-a-shelf. And again, that will be in the show notes. And much, much more. I have all kinds of articles on my website, on my blog. I mostly just write about things that are happening in my library at that time. You know, things that I'm working on, things that we're doing, and things that I think would be beneficial to other people who are going through the same thing. So definitely check out my blog if you have not looked at that yet. If you are a regular reader of the blog, you can also find articles that I've written by using the search bar. It's up at the top of the screen when you go to elementarylibrarian.com. You can search for various things that I've written. You know, if you're looking for an article, you know, about a particular topic, you can just type that topic in the search bar and see if there's anything on my site related to that. I have been really excited about the response to my website, elementarylibrarian.com. I honestly had no idea what might happen when I started it. 1 year later, I have hundreds of visitors each day. I have a lot of satisfied customers, and I feel very, very confident that the best things about my website are yet to come. I appreciate all of your feedback so much. Thank you for your encouraging comments. Thank you for your emails. It is so nice to know that my hard work is appreciated by other people. So thank you so much for that. It really does mean a lot. And so with that in mind, I wanted to let you know some of the things that I am going to be working on this summer. I recently did a summer survey, which you can actually still participate in. It's elementarylibrarian.com/summer-survey. And I actually had over 200 responses to my survey, and I read through every single one of them. And I'm so thankful for each of you who took your time to answer the survey. Thank you for that. And I read through those, and I made a big list of things that I needed to work on. And there are a lot. You guys had a lot of really amazing ideas. And so here are some of the things that I'm working on this summer. The first thing is updating the current lesson plans. Last year, I had written the lesson plans with several books that are now out of print. And so I had to replace those with some more current and updated resources. You can actually find all of the updated resources on each month's page. You know, for instance, if you're looking for a September book that was out of print, you just go to elementarylibrarian.com/September and you'll find the new suggested material there. There was also a book called Teaching Library Media Skills in Grades K through 6 that is out of print. I have replaced those activities with ones that I created myself, and so you actually won't need a book for those at all anymore. And so just check out each month to find the updated resources for that. Anyone who purchases my lesson plans from July on, they will receive the new version, but you actually don't even really need the new version. I just changed a couple of the books, and so just be sure to check that out on each month. Next, I will be working on mini lesson packs, and these are basically just smaller packs of lesson plans. When I started writing my lesson plans, I wrote them with my school in mind. And what I mean by that is we spend so much time on reading every day. We spend 2 hours every single day on reading. And so my library lesson plans mostly revolve around more research skills than reading skills. And so I had a lot of feedback that people would like to see more reading skills in the lesson plans. And so what I've decided to do is to create some mini lesson packs. And what these will be is one lesson plan for grades K through 6, so it will be, K through 5, so it will be 6 lessons in all, and the cost will be $5, and they will be on various subjects, such as there will be a pack on the Newbery and Caldecott Award medals, there will be a pack on, various seasonal packs, such as a September lesson plan pack, an October, various times of the year we're going to do some things like that. Also, there will be a pack on story elements. I had included that in some of my grade levels on the library lesson plans, but this will be a lesson plan pack for all grade levels on story elements. And we're also planning to do a various genre lesson plan packs. And so that's something that you can be looking forward to if you were maybe looking for those in my yearly plans. Next, I am working on creating a book, 101 Library Centers or Stations. If you follow my website, if you have in the past, you'll know that I am a big fan of library centers or stations. I have several articles written about that on my website. But this is a book that will have, 101 center or station ideas and also printable cards to place at your student stations or centers. And this is going to be really awesome for me because I use centers in my library daily. And as of right now, I have to give instructions to each center. So it's going to be really nice to have some printable cards so that the students will know what to do when they sit down. And I won't have to do quite so much explaining, when they get into the library. And so I'm planning on having that finished by mid-July. Next, I'm working on some additional ways to purchase my current lesson plans, such as some of you guys said that, you know, I would really love to buy your lesson plans, Jocelyn. They look great, except that I only teach kindergarten and first grade, for instance. And, you know, my lesson plans are kindergarten through fifth grade. And so I think they're a pretty good value, even if you don't break them out, because you never know where you'll end up, what school you'll be using, and these are lesson plans you could use forever. But if you want to purchase that way, that will be an option for those of you who just teach a couple of grade levels in the future. So look for that probably around mid-July also. Finally, I'm going to be working on my podcast. This is my very first time podcasting, and I am still trying to learn a lot. I, I'm working on it, working on learning this. But I'm going to be doing some upcoming podcasts this summer and throughout the school year. I am hoping to publish a podcast bi-weekly, so every other week for you guys. I'm not making any promises. My husband is a football coach, and so the fall is a really busy time of year for us. But I'm hoping to still get a podcast out every other week, and so we'll see how it goes. But my plan for the podcast is to get various guests on and talk about what things are working in their school libraries, what cool ideas they have and that they can share with you. And I'll make sure that, you know, those are practical ideas that we can actually use in our libraries, those of us on a fixed schedule who, you know, maybe don't have an assistant and don't really get a lot of help. And so, you know, I'll be working with various awesome librarians to bring that information to you. With that in mind, if you know of someone, maybe in your district, maybe in your state, someone on Twitter, just someone who is really taking their school library to the next level, I want to know about it. Just go to elementarylibrarian.com/podcast-guest. That link will be in the show notes for you. And also, I'm looking for topic ideas. You guys gave me tons of good ideas during the summer survey, but I also have another form that you can fill out. If you have an idea specifically for the Elementary Librarian podcast, you can go to elementarylibrarian.com/podcast-topics, and I will gladly listen to any ideas that you have for things that we could talk about on my podcast, things that would be helpful to you and your school library. And so finally, if you are new to the Elementary Librarian website, don't forget to sign up for my mailing list so you won't miss out on any Elementary Librarian news. I do publish a newsletter once a month that has all the highlights from my blog post and also has special discount coupons for my lesson plans, so you won't want to miss out on that. You can find a sign-up form for the email list on the right side of my website in the teal color box, and I will, of course, put a link in my show notes. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Those links are all at the very top corner of my website, and I'll also put links to those in the show notes. And thank you so much for listening to the very first Elementary Librarian podcast. I hope you have a great day.
For listening to the Elementary Librarian podcast, brought to you by elementarylibrarian.com.